Martha Norwalk and fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And that will hook you up for everything you need to stream the show. So, it is first Sunday of October already, and I know we're heading for a really warm day today, maybe even a record setter, but it still is on the cool side up here in my forested area. But I'm looking forward to a beautiful afternoon, and I hope everything is great in your area as well. We are going to do something different in this hour. If you are just joining us and expecting to hear me introducing Eileen from Help Animals India, who we normally spend time with in this hour. Remember last month, we chatted with her about the big international trip she's taking, and she has been trekking all over Nepal and India for the last month, and she's traveling home this, you know, back to our area this weekend, so she obviously is not available. And so that gave us an opportunity to get to know something else and do something we don't often do, and that's getting to go south. We are headed south, and I am delighted to welcome to Animal World the director of South County Cats, and that would be Sally. I hope I say this right. Halela, Sally Halela. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
Welcome to Animal World. Did I massacre your name, or was I?
Not too bad, Halela. That works.
Halela. Okay. Great. Well, welcome to Animal World. It's so nice to meet you.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me. And I must say that I'm honored to follow Marilyn and Meow.
Oh, gosh. Isn't she wonderful?
Yes. You know, I'm not sure how many people are aware that the acronym Meow stands for Mercer Island Eastside Orphans and Waifs. And we have been friends of Meow since back in the day when they were actually in Mercer Island.
Well, guess what? We have something in common, because I've been doing my radio show now, I don't even know how long, but I know at least 28 years. And so I had been on the air and back in the day, where I started, I was on Como Radio.
Right.
So I'd been on the air a few years, and that's when I was starting to feature, you know, shelters and rescues and do some of that on the show. And so we were there to help Meow. And you're absolutely right. Very few know Meow, Eastsiders for Orphans and Waifs, where that name came from, because the Meow started out of a pet store on Mercer Island. And guess what, Sally? We were there. We did a live broadcast from the store the day they opened.
Wow, you go way, way back.
Yeah. So see, we're all family. We just, absolutely. You know, yeah, we're all connected. So we were actually there live at the store on Mercer Island to launch the beginning of Meow. And then, of course,
wow.
Bunch of years later, you know, they moved up to Kirkland.
Right.
And that's where they have been. But boy, they do really wonderful work. So I really enjoy featuring them and chatting with them. So you're doing something similar with kitties anyway, South County Cats. So tell us where are you? What does South County mean? Where are you? And tell us about South County Cats.
Wonderful. So just a tiny bit of background here. I will share with you that my career as an animal welfare volunteer started 40 years ago. And with Seattle Humane, which back then was, I think, Humane Society for Seattle King County. And so when I started my career as an animal welfare volunteer at Seattle Humane, I didn't want to go into the shelter. So I worked in the Senior Citizen Pet Food Bank, where I prepared dog and cat food orders for monthly for the senior citizens. And at the time I noticed that they were requesting kitten food. And, you know, this was long before there were high volume shelter or high volume spay neuter clinics. So, you know, you had to get your pet spayed through your local vet. And it just, you know, wasn't happening. But I was wondering, why are these folks having kittens? And so fast forward, I have to say, almost 40 years later, 38 years later, my vision of being able to actually have host a spay-neuter clinic was realized in 2020. And I'll go back to that a little bit later. So so I've been involved in animal welfare for most of my life. And so South County Cats, again, funny, our connection with Meow Cat Rescue was, first of all, we're based out of Maple Valley. So that's where the South County Cats comes from. We are an all-volunteer organization, so we don't have a shelter. We aren't a shelter. We don't, you know, have a physical location where we hold cats. All of our kittens from our foster spay neuter adoption program are kept in our volunteers' homes.
So it's a big, huge foster network.
Yeah. Well, not huge. We have a small program, actually. And the majority of our adoptable foster and adoptable cats and kittens come from our trap, neuter, return efforts.
But you are you're doing a big volume because I'm looking at some of the information I have on you.
Yeah.
I love your little the signature spay is the way to save lives. But then 21,000 plus cats have been spayed through your program. That's a lot of cats, Sally.
It
21,000.
Is
21,000.
We've had a huge impact, and I have to tell you that South County Cats has not performed one of those 21,000 surgeries. We have partnered with other organizations for our entire history in order to make those happen. So,
So how long has the South County Cats existed? When did this start up?
So we incorporated in 2006, but many of our volunteers are very longtime animal welfare volunteers and continue to volunteer for many of the other organizations in the area. We call it dual citizenship. So a lot of us foster for South County, not foster, I should say, volunteer for South County Cats, but we also volunteer for other organizations. That's just the type of people that we are. So we started out, I always blame my PTA friends back in Maple Valley for getting me into the Trap Neuter Return Program, because once they heard that I was fostering, which back then was for Regional Animal Services, King County, which was King County Animal Control back then, they started telling me, we found these feral cats. I saw feral cats. There's feral cats in a barn. And so I started doing trap, neuter, return. We actually worked quite closely with Meow at the time. They took in a lot of our rescues, or a lot of my rescues, and put them into their foster, spay, neuter adoption program. But our work continued to grow to the point where we needed to form our own organization. And so that occurred in 2006 when we incorporated as a Washington State charity, and then shortly thereafter as a IRS 501c3 nonprofit.
Yeah, so you've jumped through all the hoops and have all that stuff set up. So
yes,
people can donate and help you out, and deductible expenses and that sort of thing.
Exactly. We Wonderful. Completely run on donations, fundraisers, and grants.
All right. It sounds like you guys are doing really great work. I mean, 21,000 cats, that's nothing to shake a stick at.
That's
a big dent.
It certainly is. And, you know, our spay-neuter efforts as an organization started around 2010 when we put together a voucher program that we called the 2010. It was a copay of the owners had to pay a copay of $10 for a neuter, $20 for a spay. And we worked with different veterinarians that would accept our vouchers so that we could help folks that weren't able to afford the cost of a spay neuter for their cat. And our spay neuter program grew from there. Again, you know, we don't actually perform the surgeries. We've just partnered with other organizations. In fact, in 2020, on March 17th, which was St. Patrick's Day in 2020, we had a what we call a spay day planned with Seattle Humane to alter 75 cats. And we were funding that program, that special spay day, in celebration of World Spay Day, which is in February.
Right.
And, of course, we know what happened on around March 13th, 2020, when pretty much everything shut down, and that activity, that spay day, had to be canceled.
So, oh, boy, yeah, that was not good timing, was it?
No. So, and we actually also at that time were sponsoring Posado Space Station, Mobile Space Station.
Now they're in my neighborhood. They're just right up the road from me. I live out in the same area. They're on the same road that I'm on.
Right, right. So we partnered with Posado's for about 12 years. With the space station, we funded the program here in South King County at usually four locations. So they traveled to Enumclaw, Kent, Maple Valley, the Fairwood area in unincorporated King County once a week, and Rask down in Kent. And once a week, we did, you know, spay days with them. And of course, in March of 2020, our regular schedule was still operating, and that shut down as well. So like you asked Marilyn at Meow, you know, she was sharing the impact that COVID has had on the pet population everywhere, including here locally, is access to spay and neuter pretty much dried up during COVID. We continued to do our trap, neuter, return program, but in the spring of 2020, when everything else was shut down, we had the opportunity to actually start our own spay, neuter clinic, which was a dream and a vision of mine, you know, for 40 years. So that's how this circles back to, you know, preparing bags of cat food for senior citizens and seeing that there was a need for spay neuter. And finally we had this opportunity to make that happen on our own.
It's amazing. And that help is so needed. I'm older, so I think everything is too expensive. And I think everybody's charging too much. And I think there's a lot of, I won't even get on that soapbox, but I am always shocked when I hear what veterinarians charge these days for spaying and neutering dogs and cats. I mean, I'm a vet tech. I'm a retired vet tech, but I worked in veterinary medicine almost 20 years. I know what's involved in doing the surgery. You know, I mean, I did those kind of surgeries for almost 20 years. It's simple. I don't even care in today's world and how much stuff costs for those for to be charging hundreds of dollars for spays and neuters is absolutely a crime, in my opinion. Anyway,
it's actually a larger problem than that. I'm with you on that. But as in so many of the industries right now, there, you know, there's a labor shortage in the veterinary industry.
Oh, so, boy, the vet industry in our area is really, really suffering right now because of the pandemic and everything. A lot of that. But I know my personal vet, Sally, is only open 4 days a week now. They're only open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Exactly.
Because they can't get the staff to stay open.
Yep. There's a shortage of veterinarians themselves, of the licensed vet techs, assistants, and, you know, all the way down to the receptionists at the front desk. So
yeah.
Many
yeah.
of the veterinarians, like you're saying, either have reduced their hours or they're not accepting new clients. So
exactly.
Not only is it a financial challenge to get, you know, your pet spayed or neutered, even for the folks that are...
Yeah, if you can afford it, you might not be able to find a vet that will take you these days.
Yes.
It's really
yes.
hard if you know, you go adopt a new animal. It's not just a piece of cake to go find a vet, because a lot of them are like Sally just said, many of them are not taking new clients.
That's right. So if you adopt from a shelter, though, we have to share that the cats have been vetted, or the dogs, they've been vetted, spayed or neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped. So yes, most of them will need a booster vaccine, and they should visit their vet every year for a wellness check. But at least if you adopt from a shelter, that challenging part, the spay neuter, the critical part, has already been done and is included
yes.
with your adoption fee.
Yeah, so that's one of the major bonuses for, you know, rescuing and adopting from a shelter or a rescue.
Yep. Adopt, don't shop. Another one of those catchphrases.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of all that, I'm looking at the clock and I need to keep us on schedule here. So we need to take care of our advertisers. And then when we continue, what prompted South County Cats coming to my attention is there's a big event coming up. And unlike, what was it? That was one of our other rescues that I've been a little twerked with, because they're having an Oktoberfest in September. And I just thought that's against the rules. You can't do that. And but South County knows what they're doing, because their Cattoberfest is actually going to happen in October. So a big event coming up, and we got to talk all about it, because if you're finding Sally's energy a little bit infectious and wanting to help and get more kitties spayed and neutered so we can solve some of these problems, we'll tell you all about it. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Sally from South County Cats straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk. Hey, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we will speak to them directly about 1130 today. And, you know, we often talk to Sita, one of the Ananda meditation trainers and yoga trainers. Well, today I'm going to introduce you to a new Anandian. And guess what? It's Sita's first yoga teacher. So she's been around and teaching yoga even longer than Sita. So looking forward to that interview. And of course, you heard Whispering Dragon, and we got Jude's moved into the house, and she's incorporating Whispering Dragon and getting all set up. But Comcast has messed up the detail and they can't get the phones working right. So if you need to talk to Jude, you need to schedule, then you can reach her by emailing, and her email address is resonate@whispering-dragon.com. resonate@whispering-dragon.com. Probably access that information at the Whispering Dragon website, whispering-dragon.com. You can also find them, Whispering Dragon Center, on Facebook. Email for this week, and hopefully the phones will be fixed any day now. All righty then. We are in the middle of a conversation with the director of South County Cats, Sally Halea. And good morning, Sally. Welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you.
And we've already established the fact that South County Cats, no physical shelter, but a network of fosters and so forth. And a primary function for you guys is all the spay and neuter stuff, and raising money to support your spay and neuter program and so forth, right?
Exactly.
So you got a big event coming up, and I'm confused on the date, Sally, because I've got two different dates. Julie sent me one date, which I think is what we've got up on the website, but then looking at another flyer that came with your email. So is the Cattober? Is it the 15th annual Cattoberfest?
Yes, this is our 15th annual Cattoberfest, and like so many other organizations, our fundraiser had to go online for the 2 years of COVID. So for 2020 and 2021, we held a virtual-only online auction. This year, we are what you could say hybrid. So the actual physical event, the live event, will be October 22nd at Renton Technical College, but from October 13th through 16th, we'll have our online auction. Our Cattoberfest has never been a sit-down, live auction event. It's a family-friendly walk-in. We've had a silent auction in the past fundraiser. So this year, because of the success of the online auction and the wider reach we have with the online activity, mm-hmm. we are going to go with that. So that actually tonight, the timing is perfect because tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going to turn on the auction preview.
Ooh, so we can all get on it right away.
Yes, and we're continuing to add more items to the auction, but right now you'll be able to see that, yes, our postseason Mariners, we have tickets for the 2023 season that have been donated. Ooh. So you'll be able to preview the auction, and then on October 13th.
Okay, I got to find it. Nathan, did you hear that? Mariners tickets of the auction. Did you hear that? Because Nathan's a big Mariners fan. You might be able to pick up some tickets. There we go. All right. So how does Nathan get these Mariners tickets, Sally?
Well, the bidding will start on October 13th. There is a buy it now option. So if you want to be the winner, you can buy it now.
And so where would we we go online, southcountycats.org, or is there a different website for this?
You can get to the auction website through our regular website, southcountycats.org. Catoberfest is the homepage right now, and there's a link to the auction page. Again, it's just preview until the auction opens on October 13th at midnight, and it will close October 16th. At 9 p.m. And then,
that sounds really great that, it starts the 13th through the 16th. And so that's when we'd want to get on. And you said as soon as it opens up, there's an option that you can pay a certain price and buy it immediately. Or you can do the bidding on the items.
Correct. And there will be several items that you will want to buy it now, I promise you.
So anything that you want to tease us with and besides the Mariners tickets?
Well, Seahawks and Kraken as well.
Wow.
We also have some limited edition glassy babies that have been engraved on the bottom with Catoberfest 2022. So if you want to have one of those special items, you can buy it now. You'll have to preview the auction tonight starting at 6 o'clock and see.
All right. So that's tonight at 6 o'clock, you open up the preview.
Correct.
So that's we go to the southcountycats.org and that will we'll see the preview there or have a link there.
Yes, that's correct. And we'll continue to add new items, more items until the auction opens on the 13th. So keep checking back.
Okay. So we can, as of 6 tonight, we can preview the items anytime. And they will keep adding items up to the 13th. Then the bidding will open on the 13th, and you can either buy it now or bid on the item. And that's through the 16th. All right. So then the online auction ends on the 16th, but then you have an in-person event on the 22nd. Is that correct?
Exactly. So that provides the winning bidders an opportunity to come pick up their winnings at the live event on October 22nd at Renton Technical College from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. But in addition to having that opportunity to pick up your items that you won in the auction, we will have our traditional Catoberfest back, which includes artisan vendors, kids activities, a marketplace of pet-themed items. This year, we also have our From the Heart section back, which are handcrafted volunteers. Handcrafted items made by our volunteers. Those are very special items that you can get made with love. We'll have a book section. We also have animal-related exhibitors and businesses that will be there. Our friends from Canopy Cat, Feral Cats We Neuter Project, and other like-minded organizations will have exhibits there. So it's all things cats and pets.
All right. And that October 22nd is a Saturday.
Yes.
And so it will be that's the Renton Technical College. Do you know the hours of the event?
11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so this is, it's just like a drop-in sort of thing.
Exactly. Yes, you can come anytime. It's open house style. And again, it's free admission. Kids are welcome. It's family friendly.
Wow, it just sounds like a great event. Sounds like a fabulous auction, and that you got some really great stuff. And, you know, top it all off, you guys are doing fabulous work for the Cats of South County, and 21,000 plus spays and neuters already, and you just continue to do more. So the money that's raised from this auction just goes to support your spay and neuter project. Is that right?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Wonderful. Now, do you do any TNR, trap, neuter, releasing type programs down there?
That's actually the backbone of our organization and how we started. Like I said, the majority of the kittens that come into our foster program come from our trap, neuter, return efforts. So when we take a litter of kittens, we make sure that the mother cat and every cat in the house or the yard is spayed or neutered through our programs, and typically we pay for that, for those cats to be altered, so that we can stop that cycle of unplanned litters of kittens and shut down that unplanned breeding and prevent future generations of feral cats. Like Marilyn said, the cats are already there. And right. We don't support relocation of feral cats unless their lives are at stake. So if they have food, water, and shelter, then trap, neuter, return is the solution for those cats. So the kittens come to us. They go into our foster, spay, neuter, adoption program. The mother cat is spayed or neutered and no more kittens. Just to give you an example of that, July 20th, so over 2 months ago, we got a call about a lady who found a litter of kittens under her shed. The boys who found them said they hadn't seen the mother in several hours. And the decision comes to, you know, do we take those kittens? They're about 3.5-4 weeks old, or do we leave them out there? And there's always a debate about that. But we look at each situation individually. And at that time, we said, grab the kittens and bring them to us. We have volunteers that are capable of taking care of bottle babies and kittens that haven't been weaned yet. So we said, grab those kittens, put them into a foster home. And 8 weeks later, the kittens were already spayed or neutered and adopted into their forever homes. Last week, we finally trapped the mother cat.
Oh, wow.
Spayed, and she'll go back to her home. Of course, we trapped two male cats along the way while we were waiting to trap the mother cat. But that's how tenacious our trapper volunteers are. Is, you know, 8 weeks we didn't stop trap training and watching on our cameras that we have at all of our trap neuter return sites to see what cats are there, which cats are male or female if we can tell, and just making sure that as long as it takes, even if it's 8 or 10 weeks, we will make sure that that mother cat, if she's still in the area, gets spayed and no longer produces any more litters of kittens and repeats that cycle of feral cats.
Well, that's great to know, because, you know, there's a lot of feral colonies out there all over the place. And I know when people discover, you know, feral cats or so forth, often they don't know what to do or who to contact or how to get help. And I had a situation like that out here, a friend of mine that's either farther out in the, you know, country and some feral cats on property around her. And she really wanted to, you know, to trap them and, you know, and neuter and then release them again. But we didn't have any idea where to get that help. And she started checking around and couldn't find any help. Well, I ended up having her call Marilyn at Meow, and Meow was wonderful. And they got her hooked up with, you know, people that came out and they, you know, did the trap and neuter. And then the cats have been now released, you know, back at her place. And it really worked out very well. So it sounds like you're kind of doing that same sort of thing down in the South End.
Yes, absolutely. All day, every day.
So if people, you know of feral cats and they'd really like to do something to serve and get these kitties spayed and neutered, they could contact you guys for advice and help, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. We get a lot of referrals from RAS, Regional Animal Services, King County, down in Kent, since we're in the South King County area. Mm-hmm.
And how big an area do you service? How big an area down there would you cover for TNR?
For the most part, again, South King County. So all the way from kind of the SeaTac, you know, South County, King County area, all the way through Enumclaw, Maple Valley, okay. Kent, Covington, Renton area. And we, you know, we understand that some of the reason why the spay neuter doesn't get done is people aren't aware of the resources that are available to them, such as the trap neuter return volunteers and the high volume spay neuter clinics like we have now in South King County. So at that clinic that we were able to open in, actually our first day was August 1st, 2020, we have altered just at that clinic alone in 2 years, 3,400 cats.
Wow.
And that's just one day a week, sometimes 2 days a week. And the cats that come to that clinic, they have come from 9 counties, in addition to King County, 8 additional counties we've been serving with the cats and their caretakers. So that's where we've made a huge impact, where there's no other resource for those 3,400 cats. We know that we're filling an unmet need at that clinic, without which there would be 3,000 plus cats still breeding and making, a overpopulation of kittens in the community.
Wow. Yeah. You are doing great work. I'm just so glad that we've connected and to know about you. I you'll be hearing from me again, cause I'd love to check in with you from time to time. So, before we finish up here, let's make sure that everybody knows how, to contact, South County Cats. So we know the website is southcountycats.org.
Yeah,
and the homepage you said is all about Cattoberfest right now, and so the link to the silent auction preview and stuff will all be there when it opens up, 6 o'clock on Friday, or 6 o'clock today.
The preview opens at 6 o'clock today.
6 o'clock today, then there'll be the link to the preview of the auction. Now let's say somebody's listening, they're down in that area, you know, they know of a feral colony or, you know, something they need. What's the best way for them to contact you?
The best way to reach us is via email. So that email address is southcountycats@comcast.net or southcountycats@gmail.com. Either of those work.
Let's see. South County Cats. What was the first one at?
At Comcast.net.
Oh, at Comcast.net. And then it was also at gmail.com.
Correct. Either one of those works.
Okay.
And you can access those through our website.
All right. South County Cats at Comcast.net or southcountycats@gmail.com. And all that information is available on the website at southcountycats.org. And so remember the 15th annual Cattoberfest. And these folks know what they're doing. Their Cattoberfest is actually in October.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Just not saying anybody in particular, but you don't do Oktoberfest in September. You do Timberfest or something, but not Oktoberfest does not belong in September. And that really threw me.
Right.
So I have to do these current events, and it's just against the grain to do Oktoberfest in September. But anyway, South County Cats has got it right. And so tonight, 6 o'clock, the preview for the online auction opens up, and you want to get in. And did you say that you can buy in the preview, or do you have to wait till the 13th to buy it?
You have to wait until the 13th when the auction opens.
But you could get ready to buy it. So if you want to beat Nathan to the Mariners tickets, you better check this out. And the preview starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Then the for real online auction begins on October 13th and goes through the 16th. And then the big Cattoberfest in person, first time since the lockdowns, will be at Renton Technical College on Saturday, October 22nd. And it's from 11 to 3 p.m., did you say?
Yes.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it sounds like a great family event. You can bring the kids and you're going to have entertainment and all that good stuff, right?
And there will be kittens there too, so you can get a kitten fix.
Ooh. Oh, well, that's the best reason to go. Kitten, kittens. And it sounds like, you know, Marilyn was saying that, you know, at Meow, by the time their kittens get out of foster and get spayed and neutered, it's usually they're about 5 months old. But I think you were telling me a story a little bit earlier, and it sounded like maybe you were getting kittens out adopted earlier than that. Or is that true?
Yep, kittens can be safely spayed or neutered by a veterinarian experienced with pediatric spay-neuter at 2 months, 2 pounds. So typically our kittens are about 10 weeks when they're ready for adoption. They've reached weight for spay-neuter. They've had a week to recover. And so they're usually about 10 weeks, 11 weeks when they're ready for adoption. And of course, everything is done spay-neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped, defleed, dewormed. Everything.
So you folks out there that you know, complain you want a younger kitten. Well, sounds like South County Cats has you covered there. And is it similar? Can we go to the website, southcountycats.org, and see what you have available, cats and kittens and foster? Or how do people find out about what they can adopt from you?
Yes, we have a link on our website for our adoptable pets.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, I think we've covered all the bases, Sally. You have been an absolute delight to share this time with. I'm so glad we've connected. And like I said, I can't wait to connect again. So if anything's going on down there in terms of events or happenings or anything you need to spread the word, you can call or shoot me a message anytime. And we'll, you know, I'll figure out how to get it on the air somehow if you need that. So you let me know. Okay.
I will do that. I appreciate you having me here today, and we hope to see everybody at Cattoberfest on October 22nd.
Well, you're now part of the Animal World family, so some of us have to come down and represent. So Saturday, October 22nd, Renton Technical College, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., be there or be square. And this will be up on current events, and so I'll talk about it every week until we get there. Thanks, Sally. I appreciate you joining us, and keep up the great work you're doing.
Thank you for having me. Enjoy this beautiful day.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. That means we got to take care of advertisers. So let's do that now. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. We'll do that and then come back and cover current events. So Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World right now, but we are here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, we heard again from our wonderful new pro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. Check them out. You can find some of their products in a lot of pet stores around the area. And I know the new Pro Dogs supplements on the shelf at Bridges in Snohomish, where I shop. But you can also order online, newprosupplements.com. And of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen. He still has the Rasmussen Reset do-it-yourself at home program available through his website. He can work with you remotely or in person. And Dr. Nils and Sister Linda will be in the studio next week for free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. So plan to join us next week and call in for your free sessions. And Dr. Nils has a big announcement, and I'm not going to tell you about it because it's his announcement, but he will explain it all to us next week. All righty, Nathan, how about we cover some current events? Okie dokie. Well, let's see. Speaking of entertainment, now we know Linda Rasmussen is still giving away a free introductory treatment to anyone who asks. All you got to do is call her or text her at the number I will give you. You can email her if you'd want to at linda@verticalenergyworldwide.com. But the best way to set up your free session is call or text Linda, which you can see her. At the Old Rainier Brewery, her office is in the Interspace facility, or she can work with you remotely over the phone or on Zoom. So if you'd like a free session, call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Natasha Venter, our wonderful medium, communicator, personal awareness coach, has got some custom classes that she can schedule for you. She also is available for readings over the phone or on, you know, Zoom type thing. So she also has two podcasts every week. Mondays at 4 p.m. is the Dance of the Soul with Regan Forsten. And then Wednesdays at 4 p.m. is Life Clarifications with Natasha. And you can find both of those podcasts on her YouTube channel. So Natasha Venter, angelicclarifications.com. All righty, things are happening up at the Northwest Stream Center again. Stuff is starting to get back to normal. And it is October, so what does that mean? It's time for the Bat Lady to fly in. And so their phenomenal program they do every year at this time of year, all about bats, with Barbara Ogard, the Bat Lady. Now, she does all the bat rescue and stuff up for Sarvey Wildlife, and is very well known for her expertise about bats. And this year's presentation will be Friday, October 21st at 7 p.m. the Northwest Stream Center. $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. You need to call for reservations. And it's a great family event. The presentation is for all ages. And if you bring your little ghosts and goblins and they come in costume, they will get a free Sammy Salmon poster. So you got to call for reservation, 425-316-8592, 425-316-8592. And that's at the Northwest Stream Center, Friday, October 21st, 7 p.m. Let's see. Positive Alliance has got their, let's see. Now that's over. The Salmon Days is happening. The last day of Salmon Days is today in Issaquah. So if you wanted to join in on that and find a Positive Alliance at the event, you better get out there today. And then Their annual auction, I didn't get a notice about this. It's supposed to be happening now, October 1st through the 9th, but I haven't gotten a separate notice about that. So we'll have to check that. Possibilities, positivealliance.org, to see what's there about that. And, oh, okay, another big announcement this week. That's a save the date for the annual Tuxes, Seattle Humane's Tuxes and Tails 2023. This year, it's going to be Saturday, May 13th. It will be, again, live in person at Magnuson Park Hangar 30. I think that's where they did the event last year. Apparently they liked the venue and they will be back there again. So Saturday, May 13th at the Magnuson Park Hangar 30 will be this year's Tuxes and Tails. You can check out whatever they've got up so far at tuxesandtails.org, or you can email tuxes@seattlehumane.org. Alrighty, and then of course you know about the big Cattoberfest going on with South Sound Cats, and the auction preview starts online today at 6 p.m. The online auction goes from the 13th through the 16th of this month, and the live Cattoberfest will be Saturday, October 22nd at the Renton Technical College from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. SouthCountyCats.org. All right. Let's see. I think that pretty much covers current events. And just another reminder is next week is the second Sunday of the month. So that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Matt Rasmussen, I'm assuming at this point, we'll all be in the studio again together. And we will be taking your phone calls, and they do free treatments for you or your animal friends. And remember, even if you don't call in, you can get a surrogate healing and take advantage of the healing energy if you just follow along with Linda's instructions when she's working on other callers. So I hope you will plan to be here next Sunday and plan to call in as well. We would love to chat with you. And I know that Dr. Nels and Linda are looking forward to it. And remember, you got to be here because Dr. Nels has a big announcement. And I know what it is, and I'm not telling you. You have to be here next week. You got any guesses, Nathan? You wonder what the big news is?
That's hard to guess. I'm pretty stumped here.
Yeah, well, he's not getting married because we know he's already married. They're too old to have babies, so it's not a birth announcement. But it's big. And you'll find out all about it when you tune in next week. Okay, so let's see. We've got another hour to go, which means love training is coming up. And we will talk to, next after we do love train, we will talk to our wonderful Laura Cook from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and make sure that she's still alive and well, and find out what's going on down in Seattle with all of that. And then we're going to talk to Sita's yoga instructor. I mean, how great is that? I mean, you know, Sita's been, you know, for decades or more at Ananda, and we're going to talk to Nancy, her first yoga instructor. So that's going to be kind of fun. And right now we're going to get ready for the love train. It'll be coming in, and dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Join the love train with me, because I'm going to cruise through and pick you up, and we're going to send love all over the world, all over the country, all over the world, love and light, and get our exercise. Diane's chiropractor says it's the best exercise to do, and I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer, and here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.